Well, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Good finish for Sam Buser at the Orion Bob Mitten Invitational, second place in the heavyweight division. What'd you think last weekend?
I think the weekend went really well. Our team did really well. We all came in there feeling like that we needed to come in there and show Orion what we had, and everybody at that tournament, actually, and just we needed to go out there and replace what we had for the last couple meets and just build back as a team and wrestle hard.
I know you got to the title bout. I think you fell 6-2, you told me off the air. Maybe a chance to see this kid again, who's one of the top-ranked wrestlers in the state?
Yeah, this kid from U High, he was a really good match. Losing 6-2 was really tough to see. Going back, looking at the website at IWCOA and looking at the rankings, seeing that he was number 3 and me only losing 6-2 in a match that I definitely should have won and I had the opportunity to win, and shows me that I have a lot more to come.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm talking to you on Monday, and of course the Bob Mitten invite was Saturday, and I said, well, you don't look like a big 285 dude, and you said officially 216 as of today. So how do you account for the imbalance of weight? You're wrestling dudes that are a lot bigger than you.
You got my conditioning. Everybody at practice, we condition just to mentally prepare and physically just think that you got to be tough and you got to wrestle your butt off to stay on top and don't get caught yourself with some bigger kids, because you got to work harder if you get caught underneath of them.
Well, and so getting the regular wrestling season after a weird junior year and how strange it was last year, trying to figure out what was going to happen. What's normal like, if there is normal, I guess, with a high school wrestling season, other than you get the traditional IHSA postseason?
Definitely there's a lot more committed kids in the room compared to last year. I think last year we only have 10 or 15, and this year we started off with 25, so it was just a whole new aspect of teams coming in there and the hard work, and we wanted to turn around and have a good season, because all the seniors that we had on our team were just like, we gotta do this for us because it's our last chance to do it.
And the Rockets finished second as a team at the Bob Mitten invite with, I think, 16 or 17 teams. Must be some dudes on this team you got here in 2021-2022.
Yeah, Jim, we got plenty of dudes on our team, and they're all studs, and they are ready to wrestle. And they're working their butt off in the room just to get ready for this postseason tournaments.
Well, tell us about your approach now. I mean, the last big tournament of the regular season occurred at Ori, and now what's your approach here for the rest of the year?
Is just push myself and do everything I can to get fully committed and everything I need to do to show that I can win this.
So what do you work on in the wrestling room now, getting ready for kind of the postseason run? Is it technique, or what are some of the things you really try to hone in on?
Well, this week especially, we're going to start more conditioning and just getting our tempo and our pace set so we know how we need to wrestle and where we need to stand, and not put anything new in, just perfect what we had all season to do.
Well, that was a nice weekend last weekend. Fall a little bit short, but second place, pretty good at the Bob Mitten invite. Keep it up, and good luck in the postseason.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim.
Sam Buser with us on WRMJ.